AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Russia is vowing full support for Russia. What he and Vladimir Putin talked about today is unclear, but the U.S. warned it could lead to a deal to supply ammunition for Moscow's war in Ukraine. This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It remains to be seen what either side A, wants out of this, and B, will get out of it. These are not two countries that work well with others, and they don't really have all that much trust and confidence in each other. So we'll have to see.
Washington has accused North Korea of providing Russia with arms, including selling artillery shells to the Russian mercenary group Wagner. Russian and North Korean officials deny those claims. 2 weeks after escaping from a prison in Pennsylvania, convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante was recaptured. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says a thermal imaging camera was used to catch him.
They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred. That did not stop him from trying to escape. He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him.
No shots were fired. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been talking for months about accomplishing a potentially impossible task, passing bipartisan legislation within the next year that encourages the rapid development of artificial intelligence and mitigates its biggest risks. He held a private meeting today. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal was there.
What's most surprising to me is that we have so many of these heads of companies all together. I think that picture says a thousand words. These tech executives, giants of the tech industry, are coming forward because they understand the American people are rightly and understandably fearful.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney has announced he will not run for re-election in 2024. This is AP News. Special mosquitoes are being used to fight dengue fever.
Last month, a dozen people cheered as Tegucigalpa resident Hector Enriquez held a jar filled with mosquitoes above his head and then freed the buzzing insects into the air. The mosquitoes he unleashed were bred by scientists to carry bacteria called Wolbachia that interrupt transmission of the disease. It is hoped they will breed and disrupt future outbreaks. The strategy was created by World Mosquito Program. Its founder, Scott O'Neill, tells the AP,
"The problem is getting worse, not better, with our current solutions. So there's a desperate need for new approaches."
With the help of Doctors Without Borders, they aim to release 9 million insects over the next 6 months in the Honduran capital. I'm Karen Chamas.
A wandering bull moose was captured in downtown Santa Fe, New Mexico, and relocated to a suitable habitat outside the city. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.